Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
My name's Ray and my friend's JP's around here somewhere.
Over here, yeah. Hi.
Oh, there he is.
How are you doing?
Hello, friends. Tuesday the 3rd of September 2024. Talk to Ray. On the mention of the bike shed that's costing 350 grand, or what was it, 335,000 euro bike shed at Leinster House, I was saying, we're not going to do any giving out, lads. We're just going to laugh and joke about it because this is a happy, clappy, laughy, jokey, nonsensical popcorn. We do things like, do you remember DuckTales?
Yeah.
We're not giving out about the amount of money spent on a bike shed at Leinster House, 335,000 euro taxpayer money. We're not doing that. So I mentioned it on the radio a couple of minutes ago, and a friend of mine, Dermot, just texted me just a picture of Joe Duffy. Yeah. Go on. Yeah, go on. Talk to Ray. 0874-100-102. I'm thinking we pivot from this story into your biggest regrets. On stuff you've spent too much money on, and you can't include your kids in that. You just can't. No, you can't, guys. Either you're bigger, or do you know what? Just make us jealous. What's the like something you spent a stupid amount of money on and you regret it? Something you spent a load of money on, and not even necessarily regret it. Just something you just spent a load of money on and you think about it often. 0874-100-102. Or your excuses for getting out of. Mine is always, like, when the Amazon man arrives while I'm in work, so when I get home, there might be an Amazon parcel there in the kitchen waiting for me when I get in. So I get home about 6 o'clock in the evening. And as I'm opening it, there are eyes on me. And as I'm slowly tearing open, you know the little band they have on the Amazon parcel, the little strip?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how am I going to explain this one?
Are they not used to it at this stage? Don't they expect Danny to be receiving
it's my wife. It's just her.
Okay.
How do I explain that I needed this Xbox One controller? Like, need is such a big word for something really so insignificant. Do you know how much a controller costs, by the way?
How's that?
70-odd euro.
What?
Ridiculous for a controller.
That's gone out of control.
It's gone ridiculous, JP. It's gone ridiculous. That's why I'm buying the pizzas in Lidl. We don't even order it anymore. So yeah, all the politicians have come out and said, yeah, that's a load of money, isn't it? So who's in charge? All the politicians that work there, that in theory are the, you know, they run the country. Surely one of them needed to go, yeah, that 335 grand, that's fine, yeah, go for it. So they've all come out. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, he said that it's extortionate. Not cool. He says it's going to make people mad. he should be a psychic, that lad. Micheál Martin said it was an incredible cost for a mere bike shelter. I like the use of the word mere there. It's a strong one. Helen McEntee said astronomical. They've all gone to the Oxford English Dictionary for alternatives to the word big and daft and ridiculous. Eamon Ryan said it was incredibly expensive. He was shaking his head. He was like, that's incredibly expensive.
He was a fan of the bike shed not so long ago, but when he heard about the price, he became less of a fan.
Eamon Ryan is doing what my wife does when she finds out how much it actually costs.
Well, because if I'd known how much it was going to cost,
this is it, you see. This is it. Look at my lovely new Xbox One controller. It's like, Jesus, love, that's a lovely controller. How much was 70-odd euro? What? Let me call my, let's call our politics... Let's call our bike shed lady.
Okay.
That's better, isn't it? Give me one second. 89. Does it end in 89?
It does indeed.
Sorry, I was messing with the phone system a second ago.
It's ringing.
The lady with her finger on the pulse of all things bike shed. She'll be answering the phone. Hello?
Hello,
Stephanie Rowan, the political reporter.
That's a fancy title. I don't know if I'd call myself that. Well, I think it's general reporter.
General reporter. Does that mean like you preside over an army of reporters and you're the general?
No, it means I do a bit of everything.
A bit of everything. A finger in many pies, Stephanie Rowan.
Exactly.
How are things? Are you working today?
I am indeed.
Is your finger stuck in the pie of the bike shed at Leinster House? Have you been?
Yeah.
Right.
So I went down and had a look at it this morning to see what all the fuss was about, this €336,000 bike shed that has everyone talking. I sent JP a picture. What do you think of it?
I haven't seen the picture. Show us the picture.
Oh, I've seen the picture, yeah. I mean, it looks like a very nice lean-to. You
know? Well, like, it's... Look, I'm no expert on bike shelters, but it just looks like a bike shelter. It's a glass canopy... Mm-hmm. Then there's granite or whatever you call it on the floor, on the ground. And then there's about 18 racks. Yeah. And there's bikes. That's all I have to say.
Stephanie, do you know what? Your career in radio is flourishing. It's like, how do I describe it? It's like a shelter for bikes. This bike shelter.
Exactly. It's just a bike shelter. I don't know why it costs €336,000. It's just a bike shelter.
Let's try and parse this out. It's like, is it because it's, because of course all around there it's all historic and listed and they're all protected buildings. Is it the case that this structure in itself is in some way important or historic or listed? It doesn't seem to be. It seems quite modern.
Well, the thing is, the Office of Public Works, they are, understandably, they're very defensive when anything is being built near historical landmarks. And obviously, Leinster House is a protected structure. Mm. Everything near it is protected as well, the museum and stuff like that. So I guess you can't just throw something in there. You do have to be careful, you know, and it has to look... like it's part of it, I guess, but it doesn't look ugly. So they actually sent me a statement with the breakdown of everything, but I still don't fully get it because I understand that they had to do like an archaeological survey and stuff like that. That's fine. But then when I get to the construction and installation part, that's €283,000.
Jakers! I thought maybe you were going to say that the initial sort of, because there could be loads of Viking bones under there and they need to do a full archaeological dig. I thought you were going to say that cost €200,000. No, it's the other way around.
No. So that bit, all the archaeological services seem to cost about €2,000-3,000. So that was fine. And then the construction and installation cost €283,949.59. Then the VAT was €38,000, and then the admin services, whatever that is, cost around €11,000. Now, I know some people, one of my colleagues, Shane Beatty, was actively Googling bike shelters, and apparently you can buy them online for €7,000. Yeah. So I guess the Stark... And look, I don't think we should mock Leinster House. It is a really protected structure, and you don't want to ruin it, but I don't know how you go from there to €336,000. It is a massive leap, and it is a lot of money. That's one of those things that people are just like, seriously? Do you remember the printer fiasco a few years ago in Leinster House?
Yeah, we were talking about this not so long ago, because basically they ordered a massive printer, and then it turned out that the walls were too, or the ceiling was too low to get the printer in, is that it?
Exactly. So it's a bit of a Father Ted moment. It's like, you're building this really fancy bike shelter and it cost that much money, and when I was there at 9 a.m. this morning there were two bikes on it, and I was just like, what? It's just one of those,
because they didn't know about it though, Stephanie. They'll know about it now because we're all talking about it. Do you know, it's that theory, if we're talking about it, it goes apparently to show how much people love it. People love the bike shelter now.
Well, apparently it's been there since April, and I walk in there all the time and I didn't even notice it. So it obviously didn't shine out to me that much, but yeah.
Maybe that's part of its appeal as well. You didn't notice it because it blends into the beautiful scenery.
You're such an apologist, Ray. You're such a civil service apologist.
Where did Shane Beatty find a bike shed for €7,000? I'm going to order one of them. My wife is going to kill me, but I'm going to say...
I keep Googling.
Yeah, I'll order on Amazon after a couple of bottles of wine on Friday night. What are your... Stephanie, do you yourself have any online or big spend shopping regrets? What's the biggest, most amount of money you spent on something you regretted it?
Ooh, can I drop my husband in it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I love a husband been dropped.
Everyone
in it.
Everyone move closer to the radio.
There we go. What's your husband's name?
Do you know what irked me? We spent about €1,000 on lovely, fancy gym membership in Killeshy Gym in Leith last year. I think he used it maybe 3 times.
Was it couples membership?
A couples membership, right. Yep. And I was like, that's €500 and you've gone about 3 to 4 times. And I was definitely nagging about this.
I'm looking at Stephanie. Ray is literally pointing his finger across the desk at me and laughing to himself. So we, the other married couple in this conversation, had the same chat.
Stephanie, JP spent 6 weeks, 6 weeks trying to convince me that paying up front for a year's membership to the gym was a genius idea, because he was going to go 4 times a week. Yeah. He's going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger on his day.
Ripped.
Yeah. He was going to be absolutely ripped. And do you know what? Like, if a per day price on this,
it's great value.
It works at a great value. Yeah. How many
but
times?
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Like, how many?
My husband spent about €100 per gym visit. That means.
But he got. Look at him now, though, Stephanie. You get to go to bed with that.
Mine
now.
Is much better value so far. Each gym visit has cost about 60 to 70 euros. So that's
not
great
too bad.
Value
that's,
for money.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and I've had it for 9 months. Great.
What do we get out of this bike shed, Stephanie? Are there electrics next to it? Does it give you a back rub? Did you get free gym membership?
When you're not allowed in it, because you have to have a doll pass to go in and use this bike shelter. So I have a doll pass, but I live in Nace, so there's no chance of me cycling into work. So look, I just went up and I had a look. And as I said, it's very pretty, but it's just a bike shelter. Like, what can I say? It's a shelter that's holding bikes, and that's pretty much all I can say about it.
Okay, I don't mean to get into your own business, Steph. What is your husband's name? Sorry.
Alan, he's
going to
kill
Alan,
me.
Alan, sorry, Alan. My thoughts and prayers with Alan. And I don't even mean to get into your personal affairs, but I would say that you should drop the couple's membership and you should start cycling in from Nace, in on the dual carriageway, all the way into Leinster House, and you won't need the gym membership cycling in and out every day.
Smart. And what about the kids? How do I drop them off in the morning?
Put them on the bar, I suppose.
Yeah, hanger on the back of the bike.
Or do you know those daft little carriers? We're not starting that now as well. We're going full Joe Duffy. Do you know the little carriers? What are they?
Baskets, is that what you're talking about?
It's a little trolley that comes on the back of the bike.
Oh, a trailer.
Like a little trailer, a baby trailer.
I know it. Yeah, on the M7. Sounds
perfectly
responsible
safe.
Responsible parenting. That sounds great.
Stephanie Rowan, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged. General reporter, the general of all the reporters. Much obliged. Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. So there we go. Stephanie's just getting on her bike and she's on her way back out to Nace then. And she's keeping an eye on that bike shed for us at Leinster House. Your biggest online or any purchase regrets? My baby born this is Today FM. 0874-100-102. Your purchase regrets. This lady, Susan, she says a banjo. I would think a banjo would be fairly inexpensive, wouldn't it? Susan says her husband bought a banjo. Bow, 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 bow. Hang on 1 second.
Sorry.
Oh. Hey, it's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Susan?
Yes?
Hi, Susan. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Jesus, how are you, Ray?
I'm here picking on the banjo, Susan. Back down, 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 down.
Oh, Christ.
Where are you, Susan?
I'm in Inniscrone.
Right. Oh, I'm in County Sligo. Well, just over the border.
Yes.
What happened? Did he order this online? What did he always have a dream? Did he look at Deliverance and think, I want a piece of that action, musically, so to speak? Where did the dream come from?
Well, he always loved to listen to the banjo. But anyway, one night we were in the house drinking wine during lockdown.
Yeah.
And he was on Dundee, which he spent half his life on.
Yeah.
Looking at cars and buses, and he drives the bus.
Okay.
But the next morning, he went down to the local shop for a newspaper.
Yeah.
And he got an email when he was in the shop. And he was like, what's this? Your delivery, order will be delivered Tuesday or something like that, whatever. And he's like, what?
I have no recollection. What? I have no idea what's going on here. There must be some sort of mix-up. Surely no one using my credit card and my email address.
He went in. Anyway, he went back and he seen this order for a banjo and he was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what did I buy? So he went into his bank account and he had spent $350 on a banjo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so, and anyway, that's... That's and how much did you spend on the funeral then?
Well, I'm still planning it.
He's still with us, is he? He's lucky just to be breathing.
He's still with us, yeah. He lived to fight another day. He came back up and I was cooking some breakfast and he was like, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, what now? Because he'd be buying cars. He loves, every time he sees a car, he wants a new car, sort of way.
Okay.
And I said, don't fucking tell me you bought another car. I don't want to see another car outside the door.
It's better than that. Said, no, love, it's better than that.
I bought a banjo.
I would think, and I'm obviously completely oblivious and ignorant when it comes to the price of banjos, I would think that 350 quid, we'd get a pretty good banjo for that.
Well, I can only say I thought it was a lot of money. I haven't a clue what banjos would cost. Yeah. Not a notion. But it sat in the corner of the house and he told the story to everybody that came into the house and they were like, you're bloody nuts, like.
So tell it. So, can you get us tickets? Is he playing the Royal Theatre, or what's the story?
We're planning something now for Christmas now. So,
right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
the Wolf Tones did actually ask him to join them for their sellout gig
for Electric Picnic. Okay. Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
But he was busy. He was too busy.
It's very. I tell it. Does he still have the banjo, or is it gone?
No, I sold it online after about a year, getting dusting the bloody thing off in the corner.
How much?
And I bought myself some new shoes.
Oh, well, of course. Well done, madam. You're pivoting, you turned it around. Susan, yeah. With every cloud is a silver lining. How much did you get for the banjo?
I got €300 for it.
Oh, grand. That's not too bad. You lost 50 on it.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but you got a good...
He said 350, but it was his money in the first place, so I was quids in all the way.
That's it, and the rest of it's in your back pocket. I guess you didn't spend €300 on the shoes, did you?
No, not quite.
I'm really delving into the personal finances. I'm very nosy. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. What's your husband's name?
John.
Cheers to John. Much obliged. Have a lovely day. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye. Jesus, Ray. Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.